100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Hello, amigos. I promise I'm going to do my best to keep my spirits up. Goodness gracious, New Orleans Saints and injuries. We'll touch on that. Got a fun guest list lined up for you here as well. On our Wednesdays, as I told you, going to be doing some things where we kind of go around the state, talk to a couple of other talk show hosts in and around the state where I'm a guest during the week, kind of get the sense, pulse, and feel of how the rest of the state feels about your New Orleans Saints, LSU, and such. So we'll do that here coming up shortly. It is at least Wednesday, which means we're that much closer to another Saints game. Although that might not be a good thing considering all the different injuries they got going on here, which we'll touch on. Scott Prather, 12:30. Gary Smith, 1:15. Not just to give us the latest on Tulane, but also, what will the AAC do? The American Athletic Conference do now that there's an alliance between the Pac-12, the Big Ten, and the ACC? To me, it makes perfect sense. Nobody wants to be around the Big 12. If I'm the ACC, I'm in. Let's have our own alliance as well. Kind of makes a lot of sense. I don't know. We'll see. Sean Fox, 1:30, will give us the feel of what's going on in North Louisiana. Coach G, 1:45, our soccer. Ralph Marlborough, his latest on the Saints. He's got some awards to give out. And at 2:30, the Cajun Ninja.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more that, what, that Camel Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
It is. Head coach Sean Payton. We'll hear from him shortly. Didn't speak yesterday after the short practice, again the day after the game. We'll hear what he has to think about the film, right? You know how that always goes. His view on what he thought of once he takes a look at that film. Will he name a starter?
And to all the ladies, peace and healthiness forever.
Couple of ways to be involved in the show. You know, you can always call us at 800-998-1003. Buddy, we'll say hello to you. He'll put you on. We'll hear from the intern coming up at the 45s as he is now in school. It's not that I've banned him. He just literally picked classes like up until showtime in Hammond. Nice job. Anyway, he has a question of the day for you. And it has to do with the news that hit yesterday afternoon, the transaction wires, all of that. Again, we should be hearing from head coach Sean Payton here shortly, so we'll have that before the end of the show, as Jordan will cut that for us. But it is our lead today, so I guess we can get right into that from that aspect of it. Again, 800-998-1003. Saints fans, I want to get your reaction, because you heard me yesterday. I had excitement. I felt good. I liked it. I wasn't about to start saying 11, 12, 13 wins, but look, there were some things you saw in that game on Monday night that made you feel good, and then quickly it kind of got taken away a bit, right? So let's just get right into it. All of the injury news that hit yesterday evening and even now been updated this morning.
Time now for The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
All right, so the injury news hasn't been very good in the last, I don't know, 12 hours, not even 24 hours, as let's just get to the seriousness of some already. Jalen Dalton, remember, we had him play very well. We saw him Monday, got a sack. Guy was so excited about the season, about where he was able to get. Making plays, getting the opportunity. Poor guy said this on Monday night after the game.
It's definitely been a journey, one I'm taking day by day, rep by rep, trying to get better each play. The game is the opportunity to come out and show what I've done in practice, and just another step. It's nice to be out there again, making some plays, I'm leaving plays out there, though. Just got to clean up on some stuff and then just get back to work.
Well, yesterday came out that his season is done. He is dealing with a torn triceps. Partially tore it last season, getting surgery. Nick Underhill, NewOrleans.football, first report that yesterday, so he's done. It's crazy. You already have depth issues. I know there was a lot of people feeling, hey, look, the D-line has done well, but now it is Shy Tuttle, Malcolm Roach. They have to pick that up a bit. Dalton has been shining in camp. He's been standing out. He's been playing well in training camp and also in preseason games. Well, the season's done. Then you move to tight end. We saw Adam Trautman on Monday carted off. The worst that you would hope for, I mean, it would be a couple of weeks injury. You were hoping that it wasn't a season ender. Initial reports is it's not. Nick Underhill just tweeted this 21 minutes ago, an update. Adam Trautman is seeing a foot specialist tomorrow, so the timeline and opinions could change. But initial belief, he says, is that he's dealing with a 1 to 3 week injury. Some depth issues right now, obviously, as Nick Vanette is also dealing with some injuries. And he's expected, though, to be back a couple weeks, okay? So right now you have Juwan Johnson, Ethan Wolf, Garrett Griffin, Nick writes, as other tight ends. So clearly that is an area of concern where the Saints will likely be looking to try to get some help there, right? Now, Nick Vanette is dealing with a knee. 2 to 4 weeks. It's what Nick is saying. So just a quick recap. Jalen Dalton out for the season, torn triceps. He had a sack Monday night. Adam Trautman, he and Juwan Johnson were going to be the first two tight ends in the game. And even at times, both were in the game. Right now, 1 to 3 weeks, maybe longer, maybe shorter, seeing a foot specialist. Good thing about it is it's not initially thought of like, say, you know, Etienne. For the Jags on Monday, he's out. Liz Frank, he's done for the season. So that's not the case here, at least right now. That's the initial thought. But again, you play the Packers in 3 weeks. So you have a game this week. Remember, there's 2 weeks. I guess that's the benefit of not having four preseason games right now. Because the Saints play their final preseason game on Saturday. Then you have all of the following week. And then the next week is game week before you actually play the Green Bay Packers. So you're not playing the Packers until the 12th of September. That does give you some time to heal up, and especially if these injuries are 2 to 4, 1 to 3, 1 to 4, you should, in theory, have some of these guys back by mid-September. A month from now is the Patriots, September 26th. So a full month, 4 weeks, would be the third game, essentially, right? So that's how important that extra week is, if that makes any sense to you. That's how important that extra week is. But again, 2 to 4 weeks, knee to Nick Vanette, tight end Adam Trautman. Right now, 1 to 3 weeks. He's seeing a foot specialist tomorrow. The other blow was Ken Crawley. Ken Crawley missed practice. Nick Underhill yesterday tweeting, got hurt in the game, and the source says he's going to be out a couple of weeks. Now, Ken Crawley has been having a fantastic training camp to the point where yesterday alone, I was on a show. I think we've talked about it on the show. I think most people that have watched the Saints at practice or even in the two games have also felt this. That Ken Crawley's play, along with what Paulson Adebo has been doing, has been good enough to where, yes, I'm still looking at the cornerback market. Yes, I'm still looking at the waiver wire. I'm seeing who's getting cut around the league. But I'm not maybe immediately trying to desperately, you know, go trade everything I have. Different picks, things of that nature. Again, at some point you're going to have Marshawn Lattimore. I don't know how long he's going to be out. The NFL, as we get now 3 days before the preseason finale, has yet to tell the New Orleans Saints if Marshawn Lattimore is suspended. But I think by the fact that Sean Payton started Ken Crawley and Paulson Adebo on Monday, they're planning for it. And they should. But again, that ought to tell you how Crawley and Adebo have been playing. That game on Monday night, those are your two starting corners. I like Paulson Adebo. You can see the physicality. I said the one thing that I do like is he is a sure physical tackler of the receiver when they get it. That's to me just as important as trying to get PBUs and interceptions. Are you a corner where, you know, yards after the catch are going to be happening? Doesn't seem like it. Again, I understand it's not the regular season. I understand it's not against, you know, the quarterbacks we're about to face. Aaron Rodgers, Cam Newton, or maybe Mac Jones. He's lighting up the Giants defense right now, first string, because we're going to talk about this later on in the show. Cam Newton left Pat's camp to go to a medical opinion or something. But bottom line, he's in COVID protocol, so he's out this week. And a lot of people are saying, look, that quarterback competition is close enough that this could hurt him. Mac Jones is lighting everybody up. He's playing very well in that offense. I still think it's going to be Cam, but again, it's going to be a decent quarterback, I guess. We'll see. Carolina, you have Sam Darnold and McCaffrey. Daniel Jones has struggled today at practice in that joint practice with the Patriots. And Fitzpatrick kind of had the Saints number a bit, but I would say, and again, I'm not being disrespectful, because I think if you start in the NFL, other than Mitch Trubisky, Jordan, you got some skill level, right? You do. But Aaron Rodgers shines above everyone else, right? Good Cam Newton could be somebody you have to worry about, but let's see where Sam Darnold is. I do think he's better than most people think he is. I think a new place. I think with a running back like that, I think with Joe Brady, I think with Matt Rhule, I think that team could be very competitive. He doesn't have to win the games. He just has to not lose them, right? I'm not a Daniel Jones believer, but he has Saquon Barkley. Stop the run, make Daniel beat you. Washington's going to be a very good team, strong D-line. The Saints' strength right now unequivocally is the Saints' offensive line. So, yes, I don't like seeing that Ken Crawley's out a couple weeks. Now, Nick didn't specify what a couple of weeks is. Again, that's why I keep bringing up the importance of having that extra week before the season starts. Final preseason game Saturday, all of next week. Then the following week is game week before you play the Packers on Sunday in the afternoon. It's a lot of time for some guys to heal. If they need another week, then that's the Panthers week. Then you got the Patriots on the road. So, again, a month from basically today, it's August 25th, September 26th, you're at New England. So if some of these guys need to rest up and heal, you might be able to get your tight ends back by the Giants-Redskin game. You might be able to get your corners back. Marshawn Lattimore, he suspended a game, two games, three games, four games. I'm looking at it right now with the news of Dalton out now for the season. Troutman out 1 to 3, maybe more. Vanette 2 to 4. Ken Crawley, couple weeks. Onyemata suspended 6 games. Lattimore, let's just say 1 to 4. Saints just need to stay afloat, huh? 2-2 in the first four. Just stay afloat. I think, again, the teams they're playing by their quarterbacks, if you get good quarterback play and if your offense kind of looks like the sort of they did on Monday, you know, you're in those games. So let's see. That said, yesterday, guess who took the first string snaps? That's right. Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill took the first string snaps. So make of that as you will. Let's see if Sean Payton even remotely touches on it or addresses on it today. But yes, Taysom Hill took the first string snaps yesterday after practice. All righty then. Hey, as you know, football season is here, so it's time to tell you a little bit about DraftKings. No better place to get in on the action than DraftKings. They are the leader in one-day fantasy sports. And look, we're in the final week of preseason. It's a good way to kind of practice your skill set, practice your strategy. All you got to do is go download the app, use the code LaRose, and once you're there, you can practice your daily fantasy skills by checking out DraftKings free-to-play pools where there is even more cash up for grabs. I say more because there's already cash up for grabs, as in $1 million. You can get a free shot at $1 million to new players that register, make your deposit, boom, you're in. Now you qualify. So, look, they're your one-stop shop to make it rain all season long. It's real easy. It's fantasy. It's fantasy sports. It's like fantasy football. Pick your starting lineup. Everybody's got a salary cap attached to it. So stay under the cap. Press play, click it, see what happens as the game goes on. So it's exciting, right? As they like to say, you can feel the sweat knowing that you got a couple of bucks on the line, maybe even a shot at $1 million. Bottom line, here's the important thing. Download the app and then use the code LaRose. Okay? DraftKings. We'll come back. We'll hear from post-practice yesterday. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson addressing the taunting rule. Quan Alexander spoke as well, and Lil Jordan Humphrey. We'll hit on that next. The Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
I'm waking up at the start of the end of the world, but it's feeling just like every other morning before. Now I wonder what my life is going to mean if it's gone.
The Toyota National Sales Event is going on now at Greg LeBlanc. At Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma.
Through the end of the month.
And they're ready. The deals are red hot.
Red hot.
With loads of fresh new Toyotas arriving daily. Plus, they have over 150 quality pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Greg LeBlanc Toyota is getting top dollar for trades. Remember, the Toyota National Sales Event is going on now till the end of the month.
Shop online at GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Or at the store. Greg's got the deals.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Hey, baseball fans. FanDuel is hooking new users up with an instant bonus up to $500 when you make your first fantasy deposit. Just sign up using promo code PLAY and get your bonus today. Then, use that bonus to play in one of FanDuel's big daily fantasy contests, where first place takes home even bigger prizes. You'll love playing fantasy baseball on FanDuel. It's easy to start. Just choose the players you want while staying under the salary cap, and you only need to set one lineup. Take on thousands of baseball fans from across the country, or create your own private fantasy league and play against your friends. The scoring system is simple, and payouts are fast, like 24-hour fast. But most of all, you'll love the variety that FanDuel has to offer. Beginner-only contests, big contests with bigger prizes, daily snake draft contests, and many, many more. So get in on the action and download the FanDuel Fantasy app today, and sign up using promo code PLAY so they know we sent you. Again, that's promo code PLAY. Age and location restrictions apply.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wood.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. 800-998-1003 is the way to chime in to the conversation. Let us know what you think about the Saints and all those different injuries that they have. And how do you feel? And Black and Vaxxed says, yes, as long as our offensive line and AK-41 can stay healthy, we're going to be okay. I'm going to ask this to Jordan coming up, but I can throw this out here to you right now as well. How many starters are you playing this week? Now, again, Sean Payton, back during training camp, at the very beginning of training camp, coach said that he was going and planning in addressing that third preseason game as he had in the past. And in the third preseason game in the past, he has, you know, played his starters a half. I'm just asking here, Peanut Gallery, with the rash of injuries that you have to starters and looming suspensions, how long are you playing some of these starters. Alvin's not playing. Is Alvin playing? Alvin's not playing. Now, you heard me say at the end of that last segment, Taysom Hill took the snaps with the ones. As practice is ending, we're going to start to see some reports from people. Again, they're indoors, which means there's a moratorium on tweets and photos and all that stuff. So until that comes out, we don't know who took it, who not. But are you playing Jameis? Are you starting Jameis? Are you just sitting here going, hey, go ahead, play Taysom Hill, play Ian Book, Simeon, and we'll see Taysom and everybody else against the Packers. Do you look at this next game and say, no, whoever my starter is, I want him to get as many snaps as possible with the first unit. Get a flow going, even if it's a couple of series. Look, if it goes the way it did on Monday, two out of three of the first drives are touchdowns, and the quarterback looks great, and he has one incompletion, and the O-line and the team is moving up and down the field, and call it a day. I don't know. There's a couple of teams already this week, head coaches saying they're not playing starters. There's one in particular Jordan will tell us in top stories. Both coaches have got on a phone and communicated, not playing starters. So what do you do if you're the Saints? I mean, there's some positions where you're so thin at numbers, like tight end. Juwan Johnson's probably going to have to play. But right now, he's your starting tight end. Troutman won't be ready for the season opener, maybe. I hope so. Again, Nick Underhill, NewOrleans.football, says 1 to 3 weeks initially right now. He's going to see a foot specialist tomorrow. 3 weeks is Green Bay. At best, right? But he's probably going to miss that. So Juwan Johnson is your starting tight end. Am I playing him? Has the backup running back spot been secured? Am I playing Tony Jones? If he doesn't see much action, you know he has a spot. I think he has a spot on the team. That's just me. Are you playing Callaway? You're not exactly deep at that position. Now, Chris Hogan came back to practice yesterday. I'm playing Chris Hogan. But am I playing Marquez Callaway? I'm not. That's just me. I think you figured out your quarterback. I think you know your number one receiver is right now. Those two guys, honestly, my opinion, don't need to play. My opinion. AK, don't need to play. I'll be honest with you. DeMario Davis, don't need to play. I think they look just fine. That's just me. Again, because of the rash of injuries I'm seeing. You keep talking about all this depth. That linebacker, fantastic. Let the depth play. You're my first four backers. If you want to give them some action, that's fine. You're thin at corner, though. A couple of them got hurt. I think, unfortunately, Paulson and Debo, and they're going to have to play. But right now, he's your starting cornerback against Green Bay. Paulson and Debo, the rookie, is going to have to start. Now, I thought he might be able to push for a starting role. Him and King Crawley have been doing well. But now, especially that, again, we're assuming Marshawn Lattimore is going to be suspended. There you go. Paulson and Debo. And who else? Who's the other starting corner? Who's the other starting corner? Is it P.J. Williams? But he's been moved over to safety. So who's the other start? C.D., do you move him? I don't know. We'll talk to some of the reporters, see how the Saints went about it today. But that's the significance and the impact of having Ken Crawley injured. And perhaps Marshawn Lattimore suspended. I hope he doesn't. If he doesn't, your starting cornerbacks against the Green Bay Packers will be Marshawn Lattimore and Paulson Adebo. So we'll see how that translates and all. But I will say one of the players that we saw on Monday just having a tremendous game, I thought, was Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He was everywhere. And I don't know. It seemed like he knew the playbook, man, of Jacksonville. Just every play. He was there to make a tackle, a PBU, just somewhere. He was asked after practice, where has he seen growth?
Everything. Young guys stepping in. Basically, the mental growth. So, you know, when you get a new coach, it's about now how mentally challenged you are to actually want to learn and willing to be dialed in to what the new coach is teaching. So I say as a defense with the DBs, I think it's going well. It's going great, actually. Everybody's falling in, getting the feel for what we're going into for the regular season. The defense as a whole with DA, you know, it's just it's been the same model. You know, it's been getting good. It's getting great. Like that. It's going great.
All right, what about him in particular? His defense, what does he think he's been playing?
You said they're extremely confident?
Yeah.
I'm cocky about it.
Most confident he's felt.
I'm cocky about it. But like, we'd be number one defense in the league. I mean, we ain't missing nobody. Trey was supposed to do what he's supposed to do. I'm glad he got, you know, that's great job for him. I mean, we still got young talent around. We brought in Postum. Postum showing that he's one of those guys that can step up. Crawley, as you mentioned earlier, is one of those guys that's doing his job. Just got to keep it going. Like I said, if he's feeling great, I'm cocky about it.
See, I love it. I love that more than anything else. I like that he feels that way. Here's the other aspect of it, though. Remember, with that as well, the thing that Jordan even brought up back in preseason game number one, it's going to cost a team a game. I hope it doesn't cost the Saints one. And that, of course, is the, you know, extracurricular, the taunting penalty, all of those different things. Is he going to have to be on quote unquote better behavior yet still have that edge that I think gives him an edge in his game?
To answer that question, I'm questioning just like you questioned the how. Because, like you said, the game's full of roller coasters with emotions. So, mentally, you got to be an athlete and be a professional. And that's what they're preaching. So, I guess professionalism is like, you know, an all-time high right now. But it is what it is.
I love that. Now, I mentioned that Ken Crawley is expected to be out a couple of weeks per Nick Underhill, NewOrleans.football. He was asked yesterday about Crawley and Adebo. And have they exceeded the expectations? Again, I almost feel like the constant talk, Sean Payton calling it a must position. I think it spurred Ken Crawley. I mean, honestly, because after really the early talk of that, the guys just got out there and played well at practice and in the preseason games. Here's Chauncey.
Be honest with you, I mean, it's the next man up mentality, you know, with Jack departing for Tennessee. It's just his shoes to fill, as in the mental space, not athletic, because everybody got athletic ability. Everybody's different in their own way. So you just got to go in and just, like you said, are you mentally able to step in and step up and be that void for that spot? And I feel like both of them guys, expectations for me was high for them. It couldn't be low because you got a vet that's set the bar, so you got no choice but to play high.
By the way, I wanted to play this. This was the follow-up. Did he think he was going to get the penalty back in week number one against Baltimore, the taunting penalty?
I'm in mid-season form right now. So, I mean, I'm ready to play. You can't stop an emotional player from being who we are. Not me, who we are. So a lot of players out there play with their emotion on their sleeve. So for you to throw a flag for somebody to get hyped for something that they did that they prepared for, but it is what it is. So you guys just obey the rules and keep it pushing.
That's Chauncey. So yeah, look, one of the other aspects of it too is you can sort of see, is the addition of Coach Richard in the background, you know, coming in from Seattle. Remember, he was the defensive backs coach that helped with the Legion of Boom, all those different things in Seattle, and really helped that. Do you think that that's maybe part of the reason that Adebo, part of the reason that Crawley, part of the reason some of these other guys have played well? It's just thoughts on Richard.
Physical. Being physical is like, got to let other teams fear you as a defense. Like, only thing we got on defense is fear. Is what coach says. So if we go out there, out hit, out cover a lot of people, it's just going to put that fear in their heart that they know they're going to be a long game. So
there you go. One or two more from him. His thoughts on the safety play here as well on the defense.
We got three safeties on the field at once with me, Malcolm, and Doug Marcus. So, I mean, it's hard to find that type of camaraderie from three people. But I feel like we keep everybody else in the back end going with how we play, our energy. So the knowledge that we also bring, that I learned from them, that they bring to the game, it also helps me. So it keeps the corners in it. Even though I'm not one corner, it may we all put in the same position. We all got to defend the deep ball, defend the short ball, defend the medium ball. So, you know, it's just having that group of mentally tough and vet-proven safeties is just something that keep the whole group within.
That's Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, CD Deuce, after practice yesterday. Let's step aside when we come back. Scott Prather, ESPN 1420 Lafayette. I'm going to do this season, or this year, especially during the football season, on Wednesdays. We'll go around the state. I'm on these guys' show once a week. I'm going to have them on to kind of give us the pulse of what is like in different parts of the state. There's Saints fans, Pels fans, NFL, college football fans there as well. UL ranked 23rd in both polls this year. I confirmed it today with UL. We're going to hear from head coach Billy Napier again on Tuesdays. We got Frank Selfo. We got Willie Fritz coming up on Tuesdays, of course. Tim Rebo, the Colonels, as Nichols gets ready to be challenged, apparently, by those Lions up in Hammond. So, and we got much more. We're working on Southern, working on Grambling. It's the Sports Hangover. Your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Spicy chicken nugs. We didn't say Wendy's, but you probably thought Wendy's, and you thought right. With a unique blend of spices, these are the spicy nugs that other spicy nugs wish they were. And with Wendy's new Ghost Pepper Ranch sauce, you'll reach new levels of spicy. So you're probably thinking, where's the closest Wendy's? Get the only 6-piece spicy nuggets worthy of their name for free with purchase in the Wendy's app.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Offer must be redeemed via the Wendy's app. App download and account registration required. Not valid with other offers. See offer and app for additional terms.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. But I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
You know, I actually was in a nice mood on Tuesday. Mr. Scott Prather, ESPN 1420, is going to join us here on Wednesdays. 23-21, the final, Saints over the Jaguars. I thought the quarterback situation was figured out. Looks like, I don't know, it could be a new second, you know, or RB2 running back behind Alvin Kamara and a Notre Dame player. I mean, there's a lot of fun things that I saw in that game. And then yesterday afternoon, evening hit. Scott, first off, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, Gus, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I come on the show to be lifted up, but I feel like the opposite's about to happen.
Yeah. I literally was just texting somebody during the break, John J. Hendricks from Sports Illustrated. I was joking. I'm like, who's starting at corner, you know, against Green Bay? Me, Paulson Adebo, I like him, but he's going to be your starter, looks like, if Crawley is out. We don't know if Marshawn Lattimore is going to be suspended, I'm assuming. Scott, that's why you saw Sean Payton start Crawley and Adebo. Adebo looks like he's going to be out a little bit, but John Hendricks saying, look, Crawley should be back by week one is what he's saying. Nick Underhill of New Orleans, that football said a couple of weeks, didn't specify what a couple of weeks is. That would be your best case scenario, right? To have Crawley and Adebo start. If not, it's Adebo and who's your other corner?
PJ Williams?
That's what I was thinking.
it's not that long ago, you know, the Sterling Moore, B.W. Webb cycle of let's get someone off the street to play corner. That was, you know, during the 7-9 streaks of 2014, 15, 16. You know, Lattimore, hopefully, I think maybe Amy Dash, who does some legal sports counseling, said that that case might get dropped. It's possible he only gets out of that with a fine. We've all kind of assumed there would be a suspension there. But from a Saints standpoint, a pure football standpoint, boy, if you've got CB1 locked down and you know Lattimore is good to go, you know, that's huge. You still worry about the other side, you know, if it's B.J. Williams or whoever. But, you know, if you got to fill both spots with just listening to you say, I mean, you know, it looked like it was going to be Crawley and Adebo, and now it's looking a lot worse. It's like, God, the first thing, if you had told me that months ago, yeah, Ken Crawley and Paulson Adebo would likely be a starters for the Saints week one against Aaron Rodgers, I'd pretty much just, you know, I mean, throw in the towel. The game's over already. And now when you're looking at it, you're talking about it like, man, neither can go, and that's a bad thing. It just tells you what you need to know about the state of that. Yeah, there have been some positive takeaways in Saints camp and in the two preseason games, but my God, if you're not worried about the cornerback position, I just feel like you haven't watched this team very much.
You know, and again, look, offensive tackle Ethan Greenidge, cornerback Brian Poole, and Jalen Dalton going on IR yesterday. Again, Brian Poole was a, you know, backup player. I mean, it's in the secondary that gave you depth. He's on IR. Dude, how bad do you feel for Jalen Dalton? I played the beginning of the show, you know, his bite from the game on Monday night. Yeah. He talked about his journey. The guy played well. I mean, he handled himself at the podium pretty well, I guess, considering he had a torn triceps. You know, I'd be like in tears. The poor guy was probably excited to actually be on the podium, to be requested to talk. He gets a sack. He showed promise. He's not out for a couple of weeks, Scott. He's gone for the year. Hello, Scott. All right, let's see if we can get Scott again. Must have dropped off the phone there. Okay, no problem, buddy. We'll give him a call back. But, yeah, it's something that is really it's tough to hear, you know. And, again, he was one of three players being put on IR, Ethan Greenidge, Brian Poole, and Jalen Dalton yesterday. Joining, again, if you just joined us, Nick Vanette, 2 to 4 weeks dealing with a knee injury. And Adam Trautman, per Nick Underhill, says, looks like initially 1 to 3 weeks is going to see a foot specialist. So hopefully they can sort of get that corrected. And Ken Crawley, a couple of weeks, whatever that is. I'm just texting John J. Hendricks right there during the show, and he says he hopes to have him back, or he thinks that he can be back by week one. So we'll see if that's the case here as well. But, you know, when you take a look at it, Scott, those guys going on IR and Dalton here as well, that's not only depth, but look, he had kind of emerged from Shy Tuttle and Malcolm Roach. He was kind of the guy that was making the plays.
He was, you know, and it's already a position that I have big concerns about in terms of the run defense. Malcolm Brown gone, Sheldon Rankin's gone, Onyemata missing the first 6 weeks. Christian Ringo, a young man that I know and covered when he was playing for the Cajuns and a great guy, and he's done some nice things in the preseason, but a lot of which has been pass rushing. And there's a lot of focus on, man, the Saints being able to get out the quarterback, and I get it, and it's good, but if you can't slow down the run, man, it doesn't matter who you have playing corner, it doesn't matter who you have playing safety, it doesn't matter who you have playing linebacker. Teams can just control the clock and march you down your throat. So, you know, Dalton's injury and sort of that hole right now to me in terms of run defense, you get up by a couple touchdowns, sure. Now you've got some good D tackles that can actually get after the quarterback. But I got concerns about this run defense right now, I guess.
One of the things also that I guess was interesting, speaking with Scott Prather, 1420 ESPN, that I thought was interesting was the, I don't know if it's the right word, and I'm not trying to use big words here, but dichotomy or just, you know, just the perception, just seeing that opening drive when they break the huddle and, you know, you have the offensive line and everybody else is new. I mean, look, I understand Callaway was here last year, played some, but he's on the field as receiver one right now. I mean, Deontay Harris is on the opposite side of him. He's an all-pro kick returner. Right now he's receiver two. Tony Jones Jr. lined up behind Winston before that first snap. You had Juwan Johnson, Adam Troutman at tight end, and a new quarterback in Jameis Winston. It was incredible to look at that, and then you look at that opening drive, and dude, it was saint-like. You know, I mean, ball left Winston's hand as quickly as that back foot hit on a three-step drop. It was decisive. It was quick. The ball moved. It went left. It went right. It went over the middle. There was a handoff, and then there's your shot. It's incredible what the system can do, but man, we are really moving into a new era of Saints football, aren't we?
The deep ball is back, new players all over the place, and if you had to keep one unit completely intact, at least it's the offensive line. I mean, the Saints have one of the best O-lines in the NFL, so offensively, yeah, there might be, you don't have the depth you used to have, and you're missing some players, and I think you've got holes at tight end. I know people are excited about Juwan Johnson. Let's wait and see. The guy is still learning how to block. But new era, absolutely. You mentioned that first drive, though, and it being saint-like. Yeah, it was the preseason, yeah, with the Jags, whatever. What I love from Jameis, Gus, was, I mean, he's in there, and he is, boom, recognizing the coverage right away, checking off his first read, checking off his second read, his command. You know, you haven't really seen him perform, play with the ones, with the exception of some mop-up duty in a game last year when Breeze got hurt and Winston, you know, the whole game plan was different. That's, I don't look at that as like a real, you know, case study in terms of what he could do. So just seeing him out there with the ones, some of which won't be ones by the time the season starts because Kamara will be out there. And at some point later in the season, Michael Thomas will be out there after he finishes suing, you know, the landlords in L.A. and everything else. But I love Winston recognizing the coverage on film, changing Callaway's route before the snap. He said after the game, right, I gave him the signal. You got the Jags playing cover zero, and he's like, I got a one-on-one shot here. And he said, I love taking shots like that. So, if it's a pick, people won't love it so much. But seeing him go 9-10 and just have a command and recognize coverages, if that continues, you know, the offense can be some fun this year. And, you know, maybe, Gus, you and I should focus more on the positives because I know, like me, you've been accused of being too negative, and I just look at it as I don't see it as negative. I just see it as objective. I mean, the Saints have a lot of holes on the roster, but it doesn't mean that we can't point out some of the positive things happening right now, right? There's some positive takeaways we can look at.
No doubt. Give me, a pulse of some of the calls and tweets you got yesterday on the show following that game.
Oh, just totally over the top, you know. put some money down on Jameis Winston for MVP, passing title, which if it's long eyes, okay. You know, he has thrown for plenty of yards in his career. Mm-hmm. I get it. But, yeah, very, very over the top with positive. And it's like, guys, preseason game, it was Jacksonville, and this team does not have the depth they used to have. I think that was obvious in the second half. But I think, you know, the last 4 years, the Saints have had – you know, maybe the deepest team in the league. You just don't have that. You do have some guys good at the top, somewhat of a top-heavy roster. But, man, Latavius Murray looks top-heavy. That guy looks like he's running through a swamp or sand. I mean, I didn't think I was going to be worried about backup running back. And, okay, Tony Jones looks good, but Murray's the guy you figure they'd be counting on, Gus. His preseason has left a lot
to be
bad.
No, it's looked bad. It's looked it has looked bad. There's no doubt about it. Anything else stand out to you before I ask you a Cajun's question?
For the Saints, I mean, Zach Bond, he's looked really good. I mean, they've moved him. I know he's played multiple positions pretty much the last, like, 8 years of his life, if you want to go back to when he was in high school and how much he's had to move around. But they've really put him in his position to utilize his speed. And he was a guy, Gus, I mean, I'll be honest, like, in terms of, like, who do I want to watch for in training camp in the preseason, before it started, he wasn't even on my radar. I mean, I didn't even think about him. I'm like, that guy could barely get on the field last year. You know, a couple snaps here or there. A lot of hype around Pete Warner. They bring back Kwan, you know. Bond, to me, has been, you know, the biggest positive surprise mm-hmm. in camp thus far. Even as great as Callaway's been, there was still a good bit of hype about him coming into, the preseason in camp and how good he's looked. Bond was somebody that I just, I had no expectation for it all. And I now I'm looking at him thinking, my God, this guy's going to be possibly one of the strengths of the defense. Didn't see that coming. So I do want to point out, you know, give him a shout out and what he's been able to do thus far.
Scott, hard to believe next week is game week for the Raging Cajuns. 23rd in the coaches, 23rd in the AP, confirmed this morning with Josh over there. We're going to hear from head coach Billy Napier on Tuesdays here on the show, and then we'll talk to you a little bit about, since you guys are the home for Cajun football. Texas, man, that first week, I guess just kind of about 60 to 90 seconds here. What's the mood over there, knowing that this highly anticipated ranked season against Texas is coming up here just within, 10 days or so?
The mood is hype. The anticipation is palpable. You've got top 25 matchup, the line, which, you know, when it first came out in the summer was double digits. Now some boards, it's at -8.5 for UL. So most boards have it at about -9.5. But I think this is going to be a close game. The key really, though, I think there are a lot of keys, right? I think a big one is Cajuns are going to have to try to slow down the run. Texas breaking in a new quarterback, new coach. They've got a Heisman candidate at running back. Jay, he's super talented. And so they're going to want to establish the run to kind of open everything else up. If UL can slow down the Texas run game, they can keep them from controlling the game that way. Then I think this thing goes down to the wire and the Cajuns absolutely have a good chance of winning. The last time they went to Texas was in 05 and they lost 60-3. This program is in a completely different spot than they were back then. And for that matter, Texas is in a very different spot than they were back then as well.
Scott Prather, Scott_1420, hosts the morning show over there on ESPN 1420 Lafayette. We're going to be speaking with him on Wednesdays around this time. Always appreciate it, Scott. Thank you, man, and talk to you next Wednesday.
You're the best, guys. Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, for sure. Quick break. The intern. We'll check in on him. Top stories next on ESPN New Orleans.
Like a butterfly, a wild butterfly, I will collect you and capture you. You are an obsession. You're my obsession.
Oh, yeah. Golden Motors right here in Cutoff, Louisiana is the place to buy your next Chevrolet, Buick, or nearly new pre-owned or any maker model vehicle that you're looking for. Golden Motors, nestled only 60 miles from New Orleans, only 35 to 40 minutes from Homo Thibodeau area, and only seconds from www.goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, where price is priority. Cutoff, Louisiana, 985-325-1000 or goldenmotors.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
State Farm offers surprisingly great rates on auto insurance, but what does that mean? Surprising. This often means something comes out of nowhere, like finding that $20 bill in your dryer. Great? Well, obviously great means superior. Rates? Simply what one pays in exchange for something. And in this case, that something is State Farm being there when you need them most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios in Cutoff.
At CDW, we get that as an IT professional, your hands are full. Our experts can give you the help you need by custom configuring Apple products like the iPad and Mac, so they're ready to go right out of the box. Your employees get highly secure devices that feel familiar and operate intuitively, and you'll benefit from easy ongoing management that frees up your hands for other projects. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/appleatwork.
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
It's that time of the day. Let's bring in the intern.
Here's a look at what's making news. Let's check out the Sports Hangover's top stories.
All right, sir. Hello and good afternoon to you. How are things on the North Shore?
Everything is good, Gus. It's Wednesday. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Oh, well, there you go. Always good to hear from you. Got a lot of different NFL topics over in top stories, so let's start there. What do we have in the world of the Shield?
Yeah, so apparently Teddy Bridgewater has been named the Broncos' starting quarterback. Mm. And so that's interesting news because I know they had a quarterback battle up there.
Right.
Also, it looks like Joe Burrow will be playing limited snaps this week in their final preseason game. That kind of goes along with what you were mentioning earlier in the show, asking that question, what should the Saints do? Do you think they should start any starters in this week's matchup against the Cardinals? And for another top story, the Indianapolis Colts head coach Frank Reich spoke to Dan Campbell, and he does not intend to play his starters this upcoming weekend. So big question for the New Orleans Saints. I know they want to get some snaps in with, you know, Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill, and still trying to figure out who's going to be the starting quarterback. But better make a decision soon if you don't want to lose any more of these players, since, you know, that is kind of our question of the day.
Mm-hmm. Frank Reich, Colts head coach. Dan Campbell, Lions head coach. It's interesting that Dan Campbell said, I'm not playing my starters. You would think with a new coach, a new, you know, kind of thing, that you would kind of want to be ready to do that. But in his mind, staying healthier is the way to sort of go. And it's interesting to kind of call another coach and be like, hey, look, I'm doing this. What do you think about it? So, Jordan, with the rash of injuries as we went through, and again, we did it at the beginning of the hour, Jalen Dalton on IR, Ethan Greenidge, offensive tackle on IR, cornerback Brian Poole on IR. This is yesterday. Tight end Adam Trautman looks like he's 1 or 3 weeks per Nick Underhill. Nick Finette out 2 to 4 weeks. Ken Crawley out a couple of weeks. John Hendricks seems to think, though, he may be back by week one. I don't know about you, but I listed a couple of players that they're not seeing action on Saturday night. Jameis isn't. Callaway isn't. Kamara isn't. Maybe some of those linemen aren't. And DeMario Davis isn't. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I would not. Like, we go back to a couple years ago when, you know, the Saints were in talks to win a Super Bowl, bubble wrap everybody
bubble wrap.
That is on the start on the starting lineup. Yeah. And do not let them touch the field. Screw it. Don't even let them come into the Superdome this Saturday.
Just watch it. Watch it from the field suites.
Well, no, go. Just stay home. Don't even risk getting in a car. Just stay
home. On.
Stay home.
Maybe we can hotard them over there. You know,
no.
We put them on one of those big buses. And then,
no.
You know what would be really good PR to try to sell those field suites, man? Just put them in one of those, you know, field suites. Have the guys that aren't playing sitting there with some popcorn cheering on the rest of the guys, you know. I'm being serious, though. Like, I'm not playing a lot of those starters. Now, here's the problem. You're thin at a lot of positions, like,
yeah,
including tight end. And, man, I don't know who you're putting on there in certain areas. You know, Nick Underhill an hour ago said, look, he got Juwan Johnson, Ethan Wolf, Garrett Griffin. That's your tight ends on the roster right now. Griffin missed last game with an injury. Nick saying sources are telling him he'll be back by week one. So right now, Jordan, Juwan Johnson, Ethan Wolf, those are your available tight ends for Saturday. So
yeah, something's telling me Saints fans are going to be seeing a lot of players on the field, and they're going to have to be looking. They're going to be on their phones looking.
You know what? I'm just saying, if I'm Juwan Johnson right now, I'm starting against Green Bay based off of the numbers. So you know what? My hammy, coach.
Whoa.
I can't. I'm not risking getting injured if coach comes to me and says, Juwan, we're going to see about three quarters. You know what? There's something behind. I think I need an MRI. There's something there. What, Juwan, but you look fine. I don't know, man. I think, and then, you know, miraculously be ready to go for week one. I'm Juwan Johnson. I'm not playing Saturday. It's the legend of Ethan Wolf. I mean, let him be the greatest preseason tight end in history. Give him every snap. I don't. You have two tight ends, Jordan. That's it. That's all you have on the roster. Like,
well, what was the team that, wasn't it the Bears that, like, what, a year or two ago, just had like 15 tight ends on their roster? Why don't we call them
the Jags have like 8 of them too. So apparently the Patriots picked up a new tight end, and I want to say Jacksonville and New Orleans were two teams that tried to claim them off the waivers, but New England has priority. So look, it's something to kind of definitely keep an eye on. as well, you know, to kind of see where that goes. Teddy getting the start in Denver is interesting, man. I thought earlier, you know, reports of training camp, it had essentially Luck playing well, but, you know, Vic Fangio going with Teddy Bridgewater. So 28 years old, gets to start for another team. So, look, good for him. You know, there's a lot of people around here that want to see you know, be successful. Get this, though. Bridgewater becomes, you ready for this? Here's a nice little stat for you. Teddy Bridgewater is the 11th quarterback to start for Denver since Peyton Manning retired after winning the Super Bowl.
11.
Now do you know why I keep making such a big deal about you got to find one? Even, I mean, look, we're not even hoping that he's going to be a Hall of Famer. They're on their 11th. I don't know about you. I still remember that Broncos Super Bowl. You? Like, it's not that far in the distance. It was like 5-6 years ago. You got to wait 5 years to get in the Hall of Fame. Peyton Manning got into the Hall of Fame. So what? The minimum's 5. So it's been 5 years. Five years. There you go.
So they've gone through like
11 quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks a year.
Yeah, because Peyton Manning went in this year, the earliest he can, and he was unanimous, right? So you have to wait 5 years. So that's how long it's been. In that amount of time, Jordan, how old are you going to be? 23. So by 28, imagine by 28, the Saints would have gone through 11 starting quarterbacks.
I don't want to imagine.
No, you and your two kids by then, huh? I still have you with three at 30. I have you with three at 30. I have you with three at 30, yes.
Well, we got to get a girlfriend first.
Well, you know, but again, that's a long time. I mean, you do have, what, you know, 23, 7 years. 7 years and clicking. So
that's scary.
You know, date for a year or two, kid one, kid two and a year later, kid three on a vacation. You know,
I'd rather not think about it. Can we talk about something else?
Something else that stood out to me too, as well, that I think is going to be interesting is, did you see that, Trevor Lawrence is the starting quarterback, as we mentioned, right over at Jacksonville? Yet it's so funny that apparently there's some like Gardner Minshew fans that are upset because now, you know, you won't have the mustache at games. You know, like there were a lot of like gimmicks and stuff that people did in order to enjoy those Jacksonville games. I'm just like, I guess just bring the blonde wigs. I mean, was it really?
Do you want to be good or do you want to be gimmicky, Gus? I guess that's the question.
Wow. I guess you're right. Yeah, there it is. All right.
Are you gonna get into the whole Rich Paul situation as well?
Yeah, well, you give me the top stories. What else do you have?
Yeah, so apparently Rich Paul and what was it, Norris Cole?
Mm-hmm.
The Pelicans reached out to Norris Cole and Rich Paul, but mm-hmm. apparently Rich Paul was like, "Nah, we don't want a 3-year contract. We want 4."
Yeah, Nerlens Noel as well. So that's two players that Rich Paul represented, and Nerlens Noel is doing what to Rich Paul?
Yeah, he has sued NBA agent Rich Paul, claiming Paul is responsible for $58 million in lost earnings. So it's all about the king, baby.
It's all about the king. That's the only contract he cares about.
You don't come to L.A.
But look,
we don't care.
Shamit Dua at Fear the Brat on Twitter, go look at his thread. He kind of went into the lawsuit. Dude, I feel for Noel on this because you're paying that agent to do it, and he wound up signing a qualifying offer, and he had a 3-year deal on the table. That's substantial. Like, you're losing tens of millions of dollars because your agent didn't do his job, you know? But, hey.
Well, I kind of texted you this. If I were the Pelicans, I just, you know what, if one of my players is their agent is Rich Paul, you know what, adios. I'm not dealing with that. I'm just not dealing with any of that drama. We've seen too much.
This just came out, you know, again, sort of like our caller that calls in from time to time, at the time that Eric Bledsoe was a member of your New Orleans Pelicans, and he was trying to make sure that, you know, he would take it to that championship level, even offering him the Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers. I'm kind of feeling the same way when it comes to Latavius Murray. I think he's the guy that can take you to the playoffs. L.A. Rams, you had an opportunity. Apparently, they passed. They have acquired running back Sonny Mitchell or Michelle from the Patriots for 2 conditional picks, 5th and 2nd rounder. So, scratch L.A. off the list. Jacksonville needs a running back. I'm just Look, I'm just trying to help Latavius, man. I'm just trying to help Latavius and get the Saints.
Why are you trying to get rid of players on the Saints roster? We need more players.
No, I don't. Let me tell you what. I don't need 2 inches in a cloud of dust or black rubber pellets. I haven't seen much. You know what? Saturday is a great opportunity. Since you have no tight ends, I mean, feed Latavius Murray 35 times. Run the clock out. Call the game. Let's get on the Green Bay. What do you think? 35 carries Latavius Murray.
Good luck for him. That's a lot of chances to mess up.
But if he doesn't, you can trade him. That is Jordan the Intern. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again at 1:45. It's the Sports Hangover where we are. Your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
IG is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, no more, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Spicy chicken nugs. We didn't say Wendy's, but you probably thought Wendy's, and you thought right. With a unique blend of spices, these are the spicy nugs that other spicy nugs wish they were. And with Wendy's new ghost pepper ranch sauce, you'll reach new levels of spicy. So you're probably thinking, where's the closest Wendy's? Get the only 6-piece spicy nuggets worthy of their name for free with purchasing the Wendy's app.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's offer must be redeemed via the Wendy's app. App download and account registration required. Not valid with other offers. See offer and app for additional terms.
This is ESPN Radio.
Brian Kelly, the head coach of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
The kids that we're recruiting, they're making a decision that is both balanced with football and academics.
Penn State Nittany Lions, outstanding edge rusher, Shaka Toney.
Not to respect somebody's opinion, but you can't say I don't make plays.
Coach Bob Huggins now joins us.
There's not a coach in America, I don't think, that is excited about the portal.
Gus Malzahn, the UCF head coach.
This program's got a chip on their shoulder. I've got a chip on my shoulder.
Head coach of Tennessee State, Eddie George.
I reached out to Jeff Fisher. He says, yo, this is a great opportunity. This is perfect for you.
Trey Sermon, The Ohio State University.
Violent physical runner. Run through people. Did break tackles. That's me.
Nick Mangold, longtime NFL star.
Just shocked at how quickly he's fallen from the guaranteed number 2 to now, you know, maybe 3 or 4.
Greg Carvel, the head coach of UMass, winning the national championship in hockey.
Hold up, yeah, I'm 50 years old. It's not going to get any better than this.
The biggest names in sports are here, and it all starts weekday mornings with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and continues all day. This is ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Coming up in hour number 2, Sean Fox, bottom of the hour. Go to North Louisiana, see how the folks up there looked at the win back on Monday. See how La Tech is doing getting ready for their season opener in 10 days here as well. I don't can you believe LSU UCLA, 10 days away, September 4th. This weekend is week 0, so you will have some college football games this weekend. Also, we are just 3 days away from this preseason finale for your New Orleans Saints. We'll touch on that and more, as it is a day off for them.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more about what, that Camel Wednesday hump day? Is that what it is?
It is Shock G, the Digital Underground. Maybe Caleb the Campbell can play tight end for the New Orleans Saints. Couple of injuries hitting at the worst time, although maybe not having that fourth preseason game, but still having that week in the schedule. It's, you know, an off week, a bye week. There's no games involved, so they can rest up. Words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace and healthiness forever.
800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime in on a conversation, oh my goodness. I just saw a logo. That's fantastic. I'm retweeting this. Black and Vaxxed. absolutely fantastic. One of the questions of the day is, how you feeling with all these injuries? Black and vaxxed. Tweeted a logo, buddy. I'm going to send you this so you can see it here as well. It is a Saints helmet, but is the handicapped wheelchair image instead of the Florida Lee. That's it. So that could be the new logo. The Florida Lee is gone. It's the wheelchair image, you know, for the handicap spots or the handicap access, you know, that represents that. Jay Fowl on Twitter, given the Saints' lack of depth. Oh, boy. Don't do this, Jay Fowl. Don't do this. He says, given the lack of depth, is it time for Jordan, the intern, to play tight end? Wow. Once again, if you've missed it, over the last 4 years, Jordan the intern has claimed he could have played tight end. Could, a very big word, as he just texted me, let's go, with about 500 O's. He does claim he could have played at LSU. Never recruited. Matter of fact, never played high school football. Not a second, not a minute, not a practice at tight end. Yet he could have been a tight end, and now Jay Fowl is, re-energized that dream by saying maybe it is time. But quite frankly, Jay Fowl, I'm going to agree with you on this. I don't think Juwan Johnson, who's probably going to start if Troutman doesn't come back for Green Bay, needs to play. So you know what? Sign him up. I'm going to text Todd. Get him a jersey. I'm going to act as his agent, and on his behalf, I'm going to say Jordan the intern will go out there on Saturday, run straight, lift his arm up, try to get a pass from me and Booker Simeon, and then get pummeled, all for the fact that he can just keep his jersey. He'll do it, essentially for free. Let him keep the gear, get him some tickets. We will sacrifice Jordan the intern so Juwan Johnson can stay healthy. That's what I'm saying. Richard, can you play tight end for the New Orleans Saints? They're down to two. Nick Vannett out 2 to 4 weeks. Troutman possibly 1 to 3 weeks, longer or shorter. We don't know yet. Can you play tight end, Richard?
I am not big enough for that. I would die. One hit, I'm done. Maybe not even a hit.
I mean,
my goodness,
that's where the team is right now. Well,
yeah. I know. The big high from Monday night carrying into Tuesday. You know, I was listening to the show all yesterday. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a chance to call. And then in the evening, the news just starts trickling in, and it's like, oh, come on. But, yeah, whatever. It's our luck, right? But, you know, you definitely crossed my mind in that first quarter Monday night with the first pass, the first scoring pass. I'm like, oh, yep, he's got the big smile, and on Tuesday, Maddie's going to be there, and he's just going to be like, yep, there's nothing more to really. That was it for me. He could have pulled Jameis after that first scoring drive. I was like,
dude, after that third drive, I literally texted everyone I knew. I tweeted, actually. I've seen enough. It's done. I mean, like, pull him, you know? So that's why I'm not as surprised, Richard, that I saw Taysom Hill taking the first string snaps. But again, it's sort of like, how do you go about this? Do you look at it as, okay, I know the starter, we're going to try to get other guys work in, or do you go, I want my starter in so you can get as many snaps as possible? I think I would normally go that route, but, comma, with the rash of injuries I have, with my lack of depth that I have, with the fact that I can't afford to get Marquez Callaway injured in this game, there is no need for me to have my starting quarterback. So you know what? Now, if I'm looking at it like that, if I'm Sean Payton, then yes, Taysom, go play the half, then give Book one, and then give Simeon a quarter. And then we'll call it a game. So yeah, let him go get more work in, because you never know. Jameis may get injured or something like that. Go give Taysom that work. Let him go do that, because quite honestly, with the injuries this team has right now, I'm with Frank Reich and I'm with Dan Campbell, head coaches of Indy and in Detroit. They're not playing starters. They're not playing. There's no reason to right now. The Saints are literally limping into the first half or the first, you know, regular season game.
Right. I agree fully. You were at Monday night. You were at the game, or you watched the game on TV?
No, I was in the press box. And what stinks is kind of where I'm at. I didn't even see the cart. I didn't even see Adam Trautman go. You would have had an emoji with the facepalm. We're kind of in the corner at the 20-yard line, and I'm in the second level of, you know, sweet auxiliary press box C, you know, so you can't really see the numbers. I can't see the 10-yard line or 20-yard line unless I stand up or, you know, lean forward. But, yes, I was at the game.
Okay. Brian Griese on Monday Night Football,
right.
He, you know, and you know how former players, they have that inner knowledge. And he said this in the second quarter when, you know, Taysom was going out for, I think, his second or third series. He was like, you know, Sean had said we want to get 20, 25 snaps, but, you know, they showed how Winston only had yay so many snaps. And he was like, Sean knew he saw enough. You know, the reverse of the Charles Brown, enough, I've seen enough. No, the good, I've seen enough version. So to hear that Taysom took first reps yesterday, I'm just like, yeah, of course he did. Because, I mean, what do you need? You don't have to see anything. Jameis, you're set. You're great. Sit down, relax. Well, not relax, but, you know, like, we know. Taysom, you're probably going to be the one who starts. You're probably going to play the first quarter and a half on Saturday, and then Trevor, Simeon, and Book, you know. And now, I do want to say this regarding these injuries. This was something, I don't know if I ever said on a previous call, this was something I was thinking that was going to go against Taysom overall. The back to the jack-of-all-trades thing, back when we were like, what are we going to do about receiver? What are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about that? Well, remember, who caught the first reception for the Saints last season? It was Drew Brees throwing to Taysom Hill. Who's played tailback? Who's played tight end? Who's done all these roles? And I'm like, that will be a factor against them, and I guarantee that's probably going to play a part in this, where you have the injuries to Trautman and Verrett. So probably, if we don't, you know, pick a guy off another team who gets cut or whatever, or trade a conditional seventh round for Jimmy or something, yeah, it'll probably be, you know, put in Taysom out there with Juwan Johnson, just because, well, we know you could do it, so, and you really don't shy away from getting hit.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I saw enough, period. I mean, it was enough.
There it is.
But
that's all I needed to know. Thank you, Richard, man. I want to try to sneak John in here before I go to Gary, 115. Appreciate the phone call. John, how are you today?
Gus, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm doing well, and I hope you have a happy hump day. I'll just be very quick.
Sure.
I think the solution to the Saints tight end issue is actually sent by God. I think the Saints need to go sign Tim Tebow. I think Tim Tebow resolves a lot of these problems. I think Jordan, the intern, would be an upgrade from Tim Tebow. But, you know, that's a big name. You get a little market credibility, maybe sell a few tickets.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a nice little preseason end game that you know, get people in the dome. But in all seriousness, I'm going to hit on what Richard said. I think Taysom Hill for the first couple of weeks would be a great fill-in at tight end, because obviously he's the jack-of-all-trades. And honestly, I think that's what he's going to benefit the Saints the most from. Not at quarterback. It's his jack-of-all-trades position, because defenses have no way of really stopping that, in my opinion. We've never seen that before, and his influence at tight end in terms of blocking and pass catching is just phenomenal. So I think the first couple of weeks you can ride out with Taysom Hill, but jokes aside, I think Tim Tebow would be a nice way to sell tickets.
I don't know if tickets is kind of the issue to try to sell. Look, here's my thing, dude. I keep seeing the that blocking attempt for sure, and I kind of want to keep our quarterback and our running backs healthy. You know what I mean? Let me ask you this, John, in about a minute here. In all seriousness, are you playing as starters at all Saturday? Like, is your starting quarterback playing Saturday? We know Kamara's not. I'm not playing Callaway. I think DeMario Davis is watching. Who else? I mean, I like, if I can help it, you know, I'm going to keep some guys out.
To keep it quick, Gus, the only starters I would play, I think, are maybe, you know, starters that are deemed rookies. So, like, you're a Debo or Peyton Turner, guys that I think need NFL-based reps.
Right.
I wouldn't mind them starting the game. But in terms of your experienced guys who understand how the game works and understand preseason and how to mentally prepare for a game, I wouldn't play any veterans that you expect starting. But maybe the rookies. I would be a fan of maybe seeing the rookies get a few more reps. Just because, like I said, I mean, Adebo, for example, week one, he's got arguably the toughest challenge against Aaron Rodgers in the NFL and with Devontae Adams potentially. So I would like to see the rookies get more reps because you do lose a preseason game. But, you know, that's just my opinion. But in terms of veteran starters, absolutely not.
I think it's one of the things for sure, man, that we'll see, because it's the lack of depth in certain areas, positions. You just don't have bodies. You literally have, I think, two tight ends. So let's just sort of see where it goes. But I'm with you. If I can help it, some of those guys are. Callaway is not even. I don't know if I let him on the field. I mean, you know, I don't want him to get run over by a golf cart or something, man. That guy is something else. So we'll see, though, John. But yeah, Tim Tebow, man, why not at this point?
Why not? Right. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, bud. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. Don't forget, you see, we're talking about it. One preseason game left. DraftKings, go download the app. It is your shot to get $1 million during week one is the key here. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, this preseason's the perfect time to test your strategy. Go on, get the app, wherever you get your app store, the app store for your Apple phone, Google Play, if you have, you know, the Android phones, and try out their DraftKings free-to-play pools. That way you can practice your fantasy skills. And more importantly, there's cash up for grabs. Yeah, so you can actually win some money there, and it's free. There you go. Use the code LAROSE when you sign up. New users have a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes, including that money as well. So go download the app. Use the code LAROSE only at DraftKings. Out of the break, Gary Smith. We'll talk a little college football next on ESPN New Orleans.
Make this the summer event at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right ones should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start. And we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back. And we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodeau, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Hi, I'm Terrebonne Sheriff Tim Saunier. July 1st has been a year since I've taken office. I would like to sincerely thank our community for the support they have given our law enforcement officers. I am truly humbled. Last year we had a record storm season and many challenges. As a resilient community, we always overcome adversity together. We will continue to work hard to keep our community safe. My door is always open to all of you. May God's grace continue to shine upon Terrebonne Parish.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Each and every week during the college football season, we will bother Mr. Gary Smith, covers the Tulane Green Wave for the Advocate Picayune and college football as well. You'll see him throughout the season. Basketball, baseball, you name it, the North Shore, Uptown, the works. Gary, how are you, man?
Doing good. I'd be doing better if you wouldn't quit bothering me and have me come on the show. No, no, I'm kidding. I'm very happy.
Well, you know what? I tell you what. This year, we're going to spare no expense. I'm going to make sure that we send you an official ESPN New Orleans charger so your phone can be charged this year. Jordan will take a photo for your backdrop, for your profile. Yep. We'll take care of you this year, man. I love it. Man. No, looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, let's start with college football overall, and then we'll get into the Green Wave, and hard to believe they're 10 days away from the season opener against Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. But, Gary, yesterday the alliance was announced. You heard some rumors. You saw it on Twitter over the weekend, and on Friday we touched on it. But yesterday they were official. All of the commissioners came out, ACC, Big Ten, Pac-12, and alliance. They're going to go from 9 to 8 conference games, fill the other ones essentially with somebody from the opposing conference. So the U will face Ohio State. North Carolina could take on USC instead of, you know, directional schools. It makes sense for TV, makes sense for season ticket holders, the works, and you're not paying out money. So let's start here. Those check games, they're dependent by schools like Tulane and others in the past.
Yep.
They want that. Things like this may prevent Tulane from playing Oklahoma in the future.
Yeah, it wasn't great news for the teams that aren't in the group of five conferences right now, or the group of four conferences, I guess, the power four conferences, I should call them now. But it's a bit of a dilemma. We'll see how this all shakes out. I mean, I honestly don't know what the path is, Gus. Obviously, the natural thing would be for the AAC and the Big 12 to come to the remnants of the Big 12 to come to an agreement. But the other possibility is those conferences trying to raid each other to get stronger. It's kind of a tough situation. Do they work together, or do they try to cannibalize each other to get stronger when both of them could get left behind? I'm really not sure what the outcome is going to be here, Gus.
You know, it's interesting because that's why I brought up Tulane. It doesn't just affect them, because look, they're playing Oklahoma, they're playing Ole Miss.
Yep.
Obviously, by adding Texas and Oklahoma, if they add other conference games, I still think there's going to be an opportunity. It's just going to get harder if there's only maybe one game, out of the schedule that will allow Tulane to play somebody. But UL, Gary, they're ranked 23rd in the country.
Yeah.
They're opening up against Texas. That's not going to happen. You know, schools like that, it's helped Billy Napier. It's helped them build facilities. It's helped them do that by getting that check game. You get your beating, you get your check, and then eventually you get bigger. Now they're a ranked school.
Yeah, it's just the environment. I mean, look, schedules are made long time in advance, too.
Right.
But just the environment we're getting into down the road is the bigger conferences trying to separate. It's going to be interesting, for UL, for the Sun Belt, for all those conferences. I just don't know. I don't really see a great viable path for them down the road with the current climate in the NCAA and the way it's going.
All right. So I joked about this to an extent, but when the news of Texas and Oklahoma came out, Gary, I think he even brought you on the show and we talked about it. I'm like, if I'm the American Athletic Conference, which, by the way, you can fill us in our listeners, Troy Dannon, Tulane AD, is a part of this console here to kind of move forward. And I kind of asked him that media day, and he kind of winked at me. I said, if I'm the American Athletic Conference, Baylor, Rice, already in the state of Texas, you have Houston that's in your conference. Like, I'm doing what I can. I'm calling the Big 12. After this alliance, it looks like nobody in the Power 5 wants to be Big 12 partners. I'm the American. I'm welcoming with open arms. When is that alliance? I mean, it makes